after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gon' come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is another beautiful week here on the show. Of course, you know how we start every week off on Mondays, and that's why Hot After Dust Mondays bring you some hot mess, some hot news, some hot music, some hot interviews. I thought y'all were doing Dr. Seuss rhyme there, but, oh, man, I'm just so amped today, man. So many things. We got a lot, of course, like I said, some hot news and some hot mess. We got definitely a lot of that, so y'all be on the lookout. So we'll be talking about that very shortly. And then, of course, me and my co-host with the Moses will be interviewing one of my good friends in the industry for a very, 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 very long time. I mean, I got to say, it's big ups to her because I appreciate her. She's one of the people that supported. She's one of the first people that actually supported Dust, but back when it was Dusk Owls and that corny name of us doing beta testing and all that, that was the wackest name. I don't know what the heck I was thinking. But so it's cool that, you know, somebody that it's cool to finally do this interview, man. You know, it's been a long time coming, and the time is when it is about timing, making sure the timing was right for both of us to really make it big. So glad to have her come to show, my girl Red Shades, all the way from Boston. And we'll be chopping up a lot with her, man. Y'all just got to wait and see when she comes on the show. So much she's done in Courtland as well as what she's done recently. So y'all got to check that out when she come on. So we're also going to talk to her, too. We're going to be going in retrospect about the Boston Marathon shooting in Boston, and we're talking about that. So it's a lot going down.
Terry, how you
doing today, Miss Terry?
You know, I'm here. That's all I could say. You know, it's been a stressful day. It's been a couple, you know, the last couple of days have been stressful, but I'm here. So I can't really complain. You know, it comes with life. So I'm here. I'm making it. How you been?
Hoo-wee. Emotional roller coaster. It's so much going on. So much. It's driving me nuts, but we gonna get through it. You know, y'all know how me, everybody's already seen me. And a lot of people ever talk about every time I see you always smiling. End of the day, The one thing a hater want to see you do is not smile. And the moment I'm not smiling,
exactly.
That's when. And people, the thing is, when I don't smile, people feel it. The world feels it when I don't smile, because when I bring, like, I got to tell everybody all the time, like, this whole, you know, a lot of people, you know, you meet them in person, they are dicks or whatnot, but when you get on the show, they're all energetic or whatnot. I'm the same person on the net, off the net, whatever. I'm just as goofy and whatnot, and just crazy and wild, same way. And I'm just always being myself. I'm just, you know, to have all of you guys hear it, you know, across the web, across the world, or whatnot. So
exactly.
And they can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down.
Me down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got to keep
on
moving.
Keep on moving.
Yes, so. Yeah, so that's how we doing it. You know, Tara already know, you know. That's why I know Tara's my buddy, man. I'm glad, Tara, you know, you already know.
I do.
I know. You know, something that's a hot mess, but I'm not going to put it into the atmosphere. That's one of the things you just got to pray on. So, as far as we got some, so I'm going to go to some of the hot news and the hot mess. So, Tara, I hope you got your seatbelt buckled, because it's going to get wild, like the stuff I got to tell you. I don't know which one I want to start with first. Oh, so many decisions. So many decisions. Okay, well, we're going to start with Dust Music Month. Let's start with something about music. So there's a breaking news that is apparently a rap for R&B singer Keri Hilson, who said that she is quitting music after she got pregnant by her NBA boyfriend. And going into a little more. Yeah. So a lot of people know they were seeing her lately. You know, they know that she got a little thicker and whatnot. People were thinking, oh, my God, that she had booty implants. And they didn't find out it wasn't. It was confirmed that she was actually pregnant by her NBA superstar boyfriend, Serge Ibaka. And they are apparently known to be very happy about the pregnancy. And so she said that she is very serious about her new family, and she is announcing that she is taking a leave of absence from music so that she can tend to her new family.
Wow. Well, hey, big ups to her. We're going to miss you. We're going to miss Keri. Oh, I like Keri. You know, what she did come in there and do was, you know, a couple of her songs, Slow Dance, all of that. She's
right,
a good thing. So, hey.
You know, I know how we talk about it on here, too. I think we talk about it a lot, too, Taryn. Like, you know, it's to each his own, everybody do. Now, my thing is, I hope it's not to the point of saying that, oh, I can't do music and raise a family at the same time. If that's her thing, you know, everybody has their own viewpoints on that, and I understand that that's how she thinks. So, hey, do your thing. But y'all know how we say. Y'all know how we talk about with Marlon. Hey,
exactly.
End of the day, you can still. There's a way of doing both. There's plenty of people every day. We go to our jobs every day, and you know the people that have kids, they go and they raise their kids and they do their jobs. Especially, don't stop something that you love doing because you have a child. Because in the day that proves you're a child that hey. I can make it all happen. You're not limited. Nothing can stop you from doing what you want to do. So that's my two cents on that. You know, congratulations to her. But I hope that it's just an adjustment period. But it's hard. You know, we've heard it. I've heard this all before about people saying they're gonna leave and then they come back like Jordan or whatever, or try to like Jordan, or they come back like Mace. You know, y'all catching my drift here. Mace, you know, can't stop seeing Mace now. We got a scene, welcome back, like every freaking 5 years. Oh, yeah, I'm on his own. And he with another label, and he back to it again. So, yeah.
Yeah, Mace ain't going nowhere, man.
All right, so we should go to the modeling world real quick. Okay, so brace yourself, people. All right, so Lord, this is crazy. All right, so there's an urban model by the name of Disney. That's Dizne, and she was considered one of the most popular urban models in the game. Of course, y'all gonna check it out. Media, check out that college. See what we're talking about. Lower. So, the story about her is, some people depending on what type of stuff they want to do, they're able to continue on and on. They do something completely different. Her in particular. Lord, I'm looking at the body now. I'm like, I hate it when I hit the scroll down, but. Yeah, so she decided to start getting into work. She started working out, which the working out was definitely working out. And then she decided to take that working out to a whole nother level. She's muscle, very muscle bound now. And it's crazy because I'm looking at her. I go up and I look at her. And I go down and I look at her. I go up and I look at her, I'm like, no, Lord, help me,
yeah.
It's killing me, man. I can't. I go down, I don't even want to do it no more. It hurts my eyes. What do you want to do?
Crazy, because she was so cute and cool. You know what I mean? Now she's just like twigs, like straight muscle. Like, that's just so crazy.
And and everybody has that collar, Shout out to the women that's out there trying to do your thing, different stuff and whatnot. Man, but personally, I'm just saying, she was bad. She was all right with me.
Mm-hmm.
But but you never know. That might have been the person doing what she wanted to do, one of her bucket list things are doing. And then she might have also, might be making more money from her or whatnot. So it is what it is. But, personally, me, I don't think she's that bad. It's kind of scary. She like she can whoop me. Like I'm scared. Like I'm scared over here. Like I think she could actually handle me now. It's scared the crap out of me, Taryn.
Man.
So yes. All right, so I got one more big thing. Okay, so. Okay, so the big secret out. Big. Shocking secret out there. Who's supposed to be joining the cast of Love and Hip Hop New York for the next season? And first off, I agree with Mia Takeout. They say that last season of Love and Hip Hop New York was whack. I agree. They were trying way too hard. They just tried too hard for me. So. They decided to do some magic tricks and say, what can we do to make this a little better? Let's take some people from other shows that your girl, Mona Scott, has her hand in, Mona Scott Young has her hand in, and sprinkle it over here. So, of course, one of the people that's going to be coming to the NY show is K. Michelle. But that's not even the only crazy. That might not be the crazy part to some people. That's the crazy part to... That's not really a crazy part to me either. It's like, okay. But this is what trips you out. Because they bring somebody, and this is the second time yet again they're doing this again. Because you see how they did on ATL, they brought your girl, Bucky, or Shay, or whatever. They brought her into, what's it called? Love and Hip Hop ATL. So now they're doing another mad trick of pulling somebody from another show. And then bringing your girl Drea, your girl Drea from Basketball Wise, she's announced to be on the show for the next season. So she's moving to the East Coast, moving to New York or whatnot, and it's gonna be interesting.
Wow,
it's gonna be interesting cross mixing like that. It's gonna be interesting. Yeah, that's wow. I don't know. What is your thought process on that, Karen? Because I was trying to wrap my finger around it. I just ain't quite got there.
I don't know. It's always been throwing me off, like 11, you know. What she was on before, like with Ev and all of them, you know. I'm sitting there like, okay, you know, the basketball wife, but she wasn't a basketball wife. So, you know, they looked, I don't know, I'm just, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, Drea's hot right now, I guess, you know, to a lot of different people. Some people think not, whatever. So how she's getting this shit, I don't know how she's pulling all these roles. But at the same time, people's going to wonder, like, damn, well, who is she with?
Right.
You know, that's what the real question is. Who's she with now? Like, okay, is she going to be on the show? Shit, or is she going to be another jump off? Because if they do it like that, then that's going to be played out. Like, we knew that off the basketball.
I'm glad you said something that I seen, but now that you say it, I ain't got to feel bad anymore.
Yeah, we knew she was a jump off. I mean, Drea, yeah, baby, you fine and shit, but you're a jump off. Like, that's just what it is. And we knew that on Basketball Wives because you wasn't a wife. You was the hoe that was sleeping with all their husbands. So, like, that's what the, you know, and they always had some type of problem with you and they was putting out your business. That's what got her so hype, and then she was getting magazines. That's what made you. So if they try to put her in another show doing that shit, that's just stupid. Like, nigga, we knew she was a hoe. Now she's just a paid hoe, so what you going to do? You going to keep, like, that shit, I feel like it's going to bring her down. Like, but y'all have to understand, at the same time, everybody has their hot moment, so people's just kind of running with Drea right now. So I hope, you know what I'm saying, with this show, that she's actually whipped somebody and sitting her ass down. Because if she plays this whole role again, I'm going to just tell her, like, we see it in your everyday life. Because, I mean,
I don't know. Not everybody on Love & Hip Hop is always with somebody either. I mean, there's always a tie-in, a lot of different key tie-ins that create some interesting drama. But, yeah, so it's been interesting. I agree. I got to see this with my own two eyes, too.
Definitely.
Because you said jump off, and I've been saying it, because I've been, you know, when I watch some shows, it be tripping me up because y'all keep calling the shows, why is this, why is that? And half time you watch these shows, that most of them are married. Like, what the hell is the point of name? Why y'all name the show that? Like, it should be called Groupies, Jump Offs, and Some Wives. I mean, that's just really, y'all know I'm going to call it like I see it.
She's going to get so much, Drea's going to get a lot of, you know, negative comments off that shit, though, because, you know, people's already going crazy, you know, about her, like, you know, her basically not taking care of her son. Like, that's been the talk of Instagram. That's been the talk of everything. But, of course, they keep it irrelevant, but it's just so many people know. Like, you don't even post any pictures of your damn son on Instagram. Like, it's always happy, happy, happy life like you don't do for your child. So she's going to catch a lot of negative conflict because she's been handling it well. That's what's crazy. Cause, I mean, she was accused of that on the show, on Basketball Wives. So for her to still be getting confused, you know, accused of that shit, I just know she's going to get so much crazy stuff. So I'm just wondering, really, what's going to happen? I hope that she actually has her son in this show. Shit, even if you're – shit, you just better do something because they're going to come at her with some heat.
Well, definitely. Now, okay, so it's about that time, y'all. It's about that time. This is one of my greatest friends in the industry. Been supporting me for so long. Been pretty much every part of the brand, no matter if it's if I'm going to go, she supported me. Yes, I'm making donuts or whatever. She supported me, so I want to try to give a big warm welcome to my girl Red Shades. What's up,
yo, 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 yo?
Hey, hi. How are y'all doing?
Finest.
Hey, what's up?
Much, man. I'm glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me. How you doing, Taryn and Seti J, Seti Bear?
I'm all right.
That's good.
This is a long time coming.
I know. It's been a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's crazier, yours or mine. It's every day is like, wow. And I appreciate you because you, you know, like I was telling everybody, you've been one of the people in the industry that's been supporting me for a long time. You've never, I don't think one time, honestly, you really say, I don't think it's one time you ever asked me for anything. And if
wow.
you did, I gotta go freaking go dig into my deep part of my mind and ask myself that question.
Well, that's good then. That's good. You're not supposed to burn your bridges. It was, you know, you were one of my main supporters when I first entered this scene on Blog Talk. So, you know, I returned the favor.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's the baby. She was the baby of the network. It was crazy.
I can't believe so many years have passed by. It's like it seems like yesterday I was 18. I was 18 and everybody was like, yeah, that's the baby of BTR. Everybody, you know, she's a baby. She didn't even graduate high school. So, and now it's like I'm about to graduate college. So it's crazy.
Yeah, but I remember that J.R. Ryder, you know, spoke to his door. I remember that was the first time. Oh, man, I heard it. I was so early you did. I said, yeah, I'm feeling it. I was playing right there and there. I was like, yeah, whatever she got coming out, I'm listening to. And every time you just continue to elevate.
Thanks. I mean, that's what any artist would hope to, would progress over the years. I mean, I would hope that I wouldn't sound the same as far as talent-wise and lyrical ability from 4 years ago. You try to get better, you know, so... It just takes, I mean, you out of anyone have seen my progression from, you know, bad quality music to studio recorded music and bootleg videos to professional videos. Like it's a process when you're independent, you know? So, and you were one of the people that supported it regardless of what it sounded like, cause you just enjoyed the talent and actually supported it. So shout out to Dustfot.
like a lot of times too, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I understand their position in the industry, so it is what it is. But as far as me, like when it comes to me, as far as like reviewing your music or whatnot, the same I do with any part of the entertainment industry. Period. If a person is showing potential and they actually showing their talent or whatnot, but they just need the resources to make it better, then I'm supporting that person because I'd rather take one of them people over somebody that got a whole lot of money and doing this and just, you know, ain't got no loyalty. That's what
right,
I
and they,
the
or they're lazy and, oh, because they have money, they're just putting out mediocre music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very
right.
True.
And that's why we don't charge, you know, and put it out there, y'all know, and y'all said some people that hate on me about that, but, hey, at the end of the day, it must be working. Because, you know, a lot of people are hating because, oh, y'all don't charge them for interviews. Oh, y'all don't charge them for playing their music. Why do y'all do what everybody else do? I do my thing. If whatever you do works for you, whatever I do for me works for me.
Right.
So,
I mean, and obviously it's not working for them because nobody wants to pay for an interview. That's like we should be getting paid for the interview. We're not. You're charging an independent artist for an interview. It's not like you're offering them like a record deal. That's not a 360 deal, you know. So it's crazy.
Right.
You say you support
like
the indie artist and then charge them.
Right. It's like, but then the celebrities coming up free while willy nilly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I've never got that. Still don't to this day. but as far as we're gonna jump into the time machine. Woo!
Okay.
And go all the way back. So as far as like when you first got into the industry and decided you really seriously want to do this, what was it that led you to that point?
I started becoming familiar with YouTube. I had always had an account on there since 06, but I think around 09, I started, you know, looking around and seeing a bunch of like rappers and female and male. And I was like, you know what? I want to start uploading some videos as well and just see what type of response that I get. I want to see if the people like me and that and whether or not I had yes men around me, because everybody in school liked my music I mean, not my music, but my battles and everything, because I used to battle in school. But I wanted to say, let me see what people from around the world are saying. So I uploaded the videos of my first two videos. One was the J.R. Ryder one that you mentioned, and then the other one was one called Get Amped. And, you know, I got a decent amount of responses from that. And then I just started uploading one video after the other. And I met a lot of people on just on YouTube alone. And then I was like, you know what? I really want to go further with this career. And I want to see how far I can push it with just the internet. So I met Noxie Tyon, and we decided to do a mixtape together. And then everything just took off from there.
Yes, and nice shout to Noxie Tyon too. Noxie Tyon, especially that characters. Oh my God!
Yeah, that was sort of our intro into the game.
I'm going crazy out here.
Man, you couldn't tell me nothing back then. We thought we was really going. Man, when we did that video, I was so passionate. You could just hear it and see it in the video. And we were just right outside of wherever we were living at. You know, she was in Idaho at the time. I was in Boston, and we were hungry, man.
Right. Y'all was, yeah. I mean, and one of the things we quote, I think almost every BT, just I wouldn't say every BT y'all show, but a lot of us that go back, far back with you, the one of the key things y'all say on the very beginning, I don't understand.
Tell me what happened.
Y'all know. Go ahead, say it. I'm going to finish it off. Tell me what happened. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because you made that comment, that was a bold comment. Like, what, you know, as far as your thought on that, because you made a comment about, because basically the song was about people that's not necessarily just trying to make good music. They just trying to get that quick buck or whatnot.
Yeah, what, like, you know what? I was an angry rapper back in the day. You know, I've changed a lot since then, because I was able to find a lot of different music that was out there. But at that particular moment, I wasn't hearing anything, and I was getting upset. And you could hear it all in the verse. Anything that I was feeling, there were no barriers. I just said it all. Like I said, when did all these whack people start rapping? Like, I'm not impressed. I was mad because I was so used to, I grew up off of the golden era, what we like to call the golden age, with the Nas's and the Lost Boys and Jadakiss, all those, the real spitters, you know what I mean? And so to hear what we had, I think in 09, it was dance crazes going on, and that's all fine and dandy, because you know me, I'm a goofy artist myself. If you dig deeper into my music, you'll see I play on a lot of my records, but if all my records were like that, I would have a problem with that. And that's what the problem was back then. It was too much goofy stuff going on. Nobody was taking it seriously. And the fans were actually beginning to accept it. And I was infuriated. So that's when characters came along. And I found somebody who agreed with me. And then we did the song together. So.
Oh, man. Because I still, every time I laugh. Because I be, you know, like you said, and I tell you that all the time, too. Hey, y'all know I be one of the first people on the dance floor jigging and doing what else Lord knows what. So I like dance music, but it's like you said, 09, we were oversaturated. You could not.
Yeah, it was exactly. That's all I'm saying. Like, a lot of people, there's probably some underground rappers where they're like, yeah, you know, dance music's not real hip-hop. It is hip-hop. Hip-hop started off like that, with feel-good music and storytelling. It was always a variety of music, but in 09, it wasn't a variety, and that's all my argument was. That's all. I got love for all kind of hip-hop music, so... You know, let's just make that clear. But, you know, I can see. I look back and I look at videos and I laugh, because I was like, wow, I was very angry. So.
Yes, like you said, you came a long way. So, you know, as far as if your transitions and whatnot, like I said, you can tell by the sound of your, you know, your stuff. When was the first time that you actually started doing the studio tracks, Because I remember you was doing it for a while on the Audacity. You were like, hey, damn, we'll make it happen.
Right, right. See, what was funny. Yeah, exactly, exactly. I was doing whatever I took. That's how hungry I was. But a lot of people don't know, I started going to the studio in 2009 around the same time I was recording my mixtape. But I have a process that still stands now. What I do when I release mixtape tracks or tracks for the internet for my supporters on there, I record them at home. But what things for my album or, you know, things like that, I record at the studio. And, you know, time is money, so I only record the actual original songs in the studio. I don't record joints over industry beats in the studio. It's a waste of money. So, you know, that's how I...
That made perfect sense. You know, some people, they just want to say, I'm in the studio, because we had a producer here last week on board Carl Solo. He was talking about that. He's like, he'd rather you not come waste your time in the studio, not going to make preparation when you go on there and just waste some money.
Right. You will.
He said, you hear the artists, you got, he said, you hear the artists, y'all going to practice how y'all going to do the song with each other. You're going to make sure you got the sound in different ways in case they say you should change this up a little bit so you can know your own song. So, yeah. That's what it is. What it is. Time is money. I need my money on time.
Exactly.
Okay, most definitely. Okay, so we're gonna do. We're gonna go ahead and go. Since the one of the tracks we've been playing, I think we're playing the heck out of this track. Now, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go to one of the first ones on here that we play a lot, and that's "Real Destination of Life." I want you to kind of tell everybody about that track.
Oh, this is funny. You're the only person that actually has your hands on this song. This was a song, "Real Definition of Life." I was reflecting back on, you know, life and stuff as I always do. I have a problem. You know, I have the soul of a 30-year-old woman, and I went and just wrote about, you know, things that happen in real life, things that you should look forward to, and due to some safety purposes, I couldn't release the song because of the beat and the producer, but I gave it to you because you liked the song so much, so that's how we came about. It was unreleased, unmixed, and, yeah, it's just about real life, so.
Yeah.
So,
got it exclusive, baby. Okay, so we are good to come out from this track. Y'all know what time it is. That time is one of everybody's favorite times on the show. It's time to turn up with my girl Taryn Lamont. So, Red Shades, I hope you're ready because it gets real to turn up with Terry.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for it.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking if all failed in rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying. Some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for a cause. gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance.
Everyone, this is your girl Red Shades, and when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy Steady J on Life After Dust and the Dust Spot.
Yeah, that's
you took it back
on
me.
The next part of it, I took it all the way back on you.
<Uh-oh>. Oh gosh.
Oh man, yeah, y'all do y'all. I got surprises all day. Y'all not ready for my surprises, but it's that time.
Uh-oh.
Everybody here. Turn up time with Taryn.
It's that
it
time
is.
To turn up.
Go crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, should I be scared?
First question I have is, how would you describe your style to everybody? Like, what's your swag?
I would say that I have a random style, because a lot of people think that when they hear me, like, from one of the things that I'm this way or that way. I would describe my style best with old school mixed with new. I'm like, I'm current but I'm old, you know? So it's
mm-hmm.
like I adapt to any to how the beat sounds. So I would definitely say I'm old school mixed with new school, and I say that in a lot of my tracks as well.
Nice. Very, very nice. So to be in your comfort zone, like, walk us through your closet. Like, okay, if you had to hurry up and rush out the house, like, what would be the first things you would grab? Would you grab, like, some Chucks and some, or, you know, like, your sneakers and just some pants? Are you grabbing a dress and some heels? Or just does it depend on how you're feeling? Like, what?
You know what? Red Shades would grab a Boston fitted, some sweats, some
okay.
Tims, and a tank top. That's what I would wear.
Okay.
That if
okay,
I had to
right.
rush out the house.
Dope. That's dope. So tell me about Boston. I want to know about Boston because I'm from Detroit. I've never been to Boston.
Oh,
I
wow.
Lovely.
Celtics, though. I love the Celtics. Those are my people, the Celtics.
That's what's
yeah.
up. That's what's up. no, Boston, you know what? A lot of people, like, if you watch it from the outside, if you've never been there, a lot of people don't know that we have a big population of Black people, because we're associated with, like, the Irish, and a lot of people don't know that there's, like, a whole another world here. Like, when I tell you it's so multicultural, like, there's, you know, my family's from Jamaica, so there's, like, Jamaicans, I'll just say Caribbeans, you know, a bunch of Hispanics, and just it's everybody's here from all walks of life, and there's just, like, so, yeah, it's just so much to do down here, especially downtown. It's just so beautiful. But if I could say one thing that could describe Boston, I would say a sports fanatic town. Like, I don't know any other town that is that serious about sports how we are.
Yeah, because I wore my Yankees shirt, and I regret that. I put a jacket over there real quick.
Oh, my God. That's like the ultimate worst that you can do, the ultimate worst. A Yankee shirt in Boston?
And went to Fenway Park to drink their beer when I did it, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you're still alive. Like, it's that, you know, a lot of people, Taryn, they don't believe that it's that serious until they actually see. Like, I had a teacher tell a boy to put his Yankees hat in a trash bag until class was over because this was Red Sox territory. You know, it was that serious. Yeah.
Super serious. That's dope, though. At least y'all put on. You know what I'm saying? At least you put on for your people, so.
Yeah, win or lose, we're just diehard sports fans here, and it just so happened over the past 5 years we've been winning in everything. Like, you know, if we didn't win the Super Bowl, we won the Stanley Cup, we won the World Series. You know, basketball, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the Red Sox, but you know, I like the Celtics. They cool.
That's my dudes right there, yo. Especially Pancho. That's my guy. Like, he don't even know it. Like, he's my dude. But, yeah, so what do you see your career going, like, in the next few months? Usually I say a couple of years, but, you know, you're just really passionate. I like that when people are really passionate about their craft. So I say to you, like, you know, in the next few months, where do you see your career going? What do you have planned for the people? What do you have planned for yourself, mentally, physically? Like,
well, you know what? You know, God willing, I always say, because it's whatever God's going to allow me, you know, to happen in my career. But in the next few months, I see, you know, some possible broadcasts. Like, I want to, you know, venture out off of the internet and, you know, possibly get, you know, videos on the television. And but what a lot of people don't know is I'm very, very passionate about my film and video, because I'm a film and video student. So I'm constantly on set. I'm constantly working on different, you know, short films and things like that. So I want to see some advancement in that field as well, because I really love being behind the scenes, you know, whether it's directing or editing and filming. So in the next few months, as far as short term, I definitely see more music videos for the people, because the people love when I release the music videos, and they love to see how much I progress, and more music, just some more bangers. And, you know, I hope everybody enjoys it, and I appreciate everybody that's been rocking with me from the beginning, and all the new people as well.
Okay.
So
yeah. Okay.
I'm trying,
Ceddie. You know, it's hard out here. I'm trying. You know, I want to have one of those success stories that, look, I did it all from the computer. Because I hear a bunch of stories, you know, people have, oh, you know, I was homeless and my mom wasn't there and this and that. But me, my story is I did it all from my bedroom, and it started with YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, you know? So.
Yeah, definitely. And you could do it, though. You know, like, I mean, a lot of people try to put you down for it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's
right.
What people do when it's unheard of. But you got to think, like, there's so many people that came, you know, like Wyclef. They came straight out of, you know what I'm saying, like a hut. You know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you can't come out of a hut. You can't do, you know, people tell you what you can't do until you do it. So I say more power to you, because what people don't
know is.
We're internet radio, you know, we're internet radio based. So people don't know, like, oh, those numbers can't be real. Like, the internet is very, very strong if you use it to your advantage.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what a lot of people don't know. So I'm trying, you know?
Yeah. All right. And that's
I'm blast too, as far as I can't even start this one off, but. As far as why, how did you get the name Red Shades? Where did that started? What did you
Were
you like looking at your window one day and you saw the curtains up there and you said, oh, it's a Red Shades? No.
You know what? Every time I tell this story, people go, "Oh, that's how you got it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, it's a special story to me. Like, this is all it was. My aunt took me to the store one day, and, you know, they had some glasses in there, and they wanted me to, she told me to pick my favorite pair. And out of all the glasses in that, in the dang on thing, there was these red shades, like, looking at me. And I said, you know what? I said, I need to get these. And I'm an only child, and I had a big imagination. And I used to have I used to make these mixtapes on my karaoke machine, and I was a different character, and I had like names like Rocco and the Mickey Mouse gang crew. And then I said, all right, we got a new addition to the family, this Red Shades, blah blah blah. And that name stuck with me so much because you know, my name is Shalaya, and everybody calls me Shay Shay or Shay. So I incorporated Shades into the Shades. And red is one of my favorite colors. No, it is my favorite color. Anybody that knows me, red is my favorite color. So I said, okay, Red Shades. And it just stuck. I didn't hear anybody else out there with a name like that. So I was like, yeah, that's going to be my name. And it sticks because some people call me red. Some people call me Shades, you know. So it works.
Okay,
but it all
okay.
started in a room, too. Everything started in a room because, like I said, I didn't grow up with brothers and sisters or anything. I just did everything in my room, so that's how that happened.
Right. I mean, that's funny, cause that's how the Dust Spot logo got started. I just being goofy in a Virgin Mega store. I happened to have those shades on, and I was listening. You know how they get them? They used to have to, they don't do this no more. I know that some people are so foreign because you don't really see this anymore, but they used to let you listen to the music in the record store. And, you know, you can preview the album and stuff. And I was just taking a random picture. I took that picture. I don't know why it said to me that I was making cartoons, and somehow that made sense. So
exactly. Wow. See, it's just people don't understand unless you have that creative mind or a huge imagination. So I can totally, you know, relate to you on that.
Definitely
now,
true.
I wanted to talk about big announcements you recently made, too. That's with Source. The Source.
Yes.
Tell us about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was very grateful for that. I was, you want to know how it came about, or?
I want to know. Yeah, we want to know the whole nine yards, the whole enchilada, the whole
okay,
baked potato.
Alright, well, you know, usually I'm too busy in school to like do music videos during the school year, so I had it planned that, you know, okay, I'm getting out of school in May, I want to shoot a video for Keep It Moving, and that's one of the lead singles off my upcoming LP, and I was going to shoot a video for it anyway, and then one day, you know, a writer from the Source, they hit me up because I think I had sent like a submission out for this segment called Support Your Local Rapper. And I didn't expect to get a response because usually that's what happens. You send your stuff to all these people and they get so many submissions, you get overlooked, you know? So they wrote me back and they were like, you know, I really like your production. One song that stood out to me was Keep It Moving, and I would like to feature that song in one of my other segments, so not the one that I submitted for. They were like called, you know, Never On Schedule But Always On Time. And I was like, great, you know, I was really happy about that. But then they emailed me back saying, do you have a video for it? And I said, you know, actually we're in the process of shooting it right now. That's funny that you asked. And they said, you know, well, how soon do you think you're going to finish it? So I'm like, wow, I wonder, you know, why he wants to know. And then he's like, yeah, we're going to premiere it on the site where I'm going to put the video up there, and you know, it's up to the artist how they choose to promote the link and everything. And I was just so honored, man. It was, you know, because I grew up, you know, seeing Biggie and the Source and Snoop Dogg and all the greats and in the magazine, and then just to be featured on their site as an unknown independent artist, no co-signs, no label behind me, like I feel like that was a major accomplishment. So I was very excited.
Yes, and it's a good look for the female MCs.
Yes, you know, it's we're getting there. It's one milestone that I can actually say, you know. because we do a lot of work, but it goes unnoticed because we're not getting that proper feature like on the outlet. So that's a good start. So I'm really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, I'm going to bring in a caller because I see that we got a spokesperson in, on the line from Bring Them On. I know they got some love they want to show to you real quick. So, Ms.
Okay.
DC, what's good? What's good?
What's up? What's up? Hey, 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 what's good? What's good? Hey, y'all.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Right. Okay.
You died. Hey. Hey there, Rishas. Hey, Red Chase Diva. How you doing, babe?
How you doing, Miss Calm Diva? Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. Y'all were talking about her life and everything. Like I said in Terrence, say, y'all should see the red boots you got out. Hey, y'all, the chair. I'm like, oh, my, okay.
Thank you.
That's my fellow diva.
Shout out to my stylist for getting those for me.
Okay. Hey, that's good. That's good. Congratulations on all your efforts again. You know I'm sending love to you, and keep it moving, lady.
Thank you.
That's a bad
thing. Thank
song.
You, Miss Calm Diva. Miss Calm Diva is one of the biggest supporters. Everybody, I want everybody to know that. She's been supporting me since I entered Block Talk Radio. And
wow.
I mean through all the years. There hasn't been one year where, oh, where's Miss Computer Lady? No, she's always there sharing, listening, you know, so shout out to you.
Oh, thank you. No problem, babe. Got to work on meeting up one day. I know that.
Yes. Definitely.
I'm co-signing with Red Shade said too. I'm definitely co-signing that. Because you are, I don't care nobody say, I think you're one of the most biggest supporters on here. Because people, man, I remember back, and I keep telling people this, and they think it's almost like a dream. Like, it doesn't even, like, that exists at a point in time. Back when all the radio show hosts used to go to each other's shows.
Oh,
and
man.
Now, so many new breed people. They smell themselves too much, so they just chill their own show and don't go show a lot of other people's shows.
Oh, man. See, that's a problem. You have to excuse us, Red Shade. See, that's a problem. See, the love. I mean, the love that we have for each other. If we were down, we would pick each other up. I mean, it could be like 12, 1, 2 in the morning. We'd be extremely tired, but we would be visiting each other's shows. And,
yes.
Hey, Red Shays had a bomb show back in the day, too. We'll see
yes.
if we can bring
yes,
it back.
I think a lot of them know you.
I'm telling her. But just to educate and let everybody know, man, we would have, like, a party in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
It would be off and going and everything. You know, when's your show? When's your show? You got a show coming up? You didn't tell me about your show.
Yeah, it was like a big family. It was a day, and I missed that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
all
you were through all the drama too. You know, it was like going to the soap opera, being on the drama.
Hey, let me tell you something. With some of the best problem solving was
yeah. At least we can look back at it and laugh now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know then I read a psych of people. Somehow I ended up in drama too. That was ridiculous.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. Because Rashika's read it. I mean, we were going to take it. We were going to get extra real. Did you ever have anybody that was coming for you on Blog Talk? Cause I know, man. Everybody know it turned to all our water. It turned me, Goofy Bones, and I was smelly side going at these people because it was so wild.
No, I didn't have anybody coming at me. I remember I witnessed arguing on a show, like right on air, and they were like, oh, we got to apologize to Red Shade. You know, she just came on. on here, and this is what we're doing. People are getting amped. Like, everybody's yelling, heated. I was like, what's going on? Like, I was completely lost because, you know, you guys had some prior history. I'm just walking in like, okay.
Red Shades and Adam were the same way. We were like, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't let us know what's going on. Okay. And there were times it was like, Miss Computer, no, babe, don't come to this one.
Yeah.
No, don't come to this one.
That's love.
Right now. Don't come to this one because it's about to be all blown out. And hey, some of the archives I heard, I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad I was told not to come.
The deals are 10.
One of the funniest music players was that.
The deals are 10, the special show, a night show for Blog Talk Radio. That was our job.
Oh my God. I bet your goofy still clear crown that to this day. I got to put that on blast. On a goofy moment, Red Shades, how do you feel about Goofy Bone already threatening to not play your music?
You know, he still does that to this day. I love Goofy Bone, man. He goes, we're boycotting Red Shades music because she doesn't come to 86 Point Deuce.
Worldwide radio show.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, wait a minute, the next thing you know, my favorite drug.
Yep, yes, he played that a million times.
Oh my God. Everybody's like, huh? What they talking about? Y'all had to be there. That's what we got.
Something you just got to be there. Yeah, but there's always archives.
Man, good luck searching finds one specific one, because I'm gonna tell y'all right now, the way Zeddy's archives, even some Reggie archives, Goofy's archives, my archives, a whole lot of BlogTalkRadio.com host archives that are still around. Good luck finding a specific one, because you gonna be a while.
Yeah, every night. It was a all weekly type thing, man. Those were the days, man. I wish I missed those.
I do too.
One thing I was gonna put you on, so you know, I was gonna put you on blast about on the show. But are you ever gonna bring the show back? Or is Red Shades ever gonna come back?
Surprise, surprise. I made an announcement earlier this year that I was back in the summer. So I'm trying to get my shows together. The only thing now is that you know, they only give us a half an hour, and I don't have the premium like you do. So I'm trying to see how I can finagle something in there. I might do, you know, like a live chat on Ustream at the same time, and when the show's over, we continue there. You know,
that's a good idea. I done that. What you gonna have to do? You gonna do the like the premium for free, and then try to get yourself a sponsorship.
Enjoy that free month. Enjoy that free month while it lasts.
Oh, you get it for free. You get it for free
for
a month.
When you first sign up, they give you a month for free to see if you like it, and then if you don't like it, you can go back to the regular world.
We'll see what happens, but I'm still definitely gonna do the live chat.
All right. Yeah. But as far as if you had to pick your man, this is gonna be hard. If you had to pick your favorite song that you've done so far, what would it be?
Oh man, Sonny, why you do that to me?
He was going there.
I'd probably say, I don't know, I like Vibin' and Coolin'. I like that, but it's not my favorite. But, I mean, it's what I'm currently playing. I mean, maybe as far as hunger and getting my point across, I would probably say Bad News. But I have a lot of favorites for different reasons. I don't know. They're all my babies. I don't know.
Yeah, cause you know, you can play Vibrant. I don't know if you can go to Twitter and see how many times we play Vibrant Cooler. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
remember, I forgot how you heard that song, but you were like, can you send that to me? And I was like, oh, Cedi must really like that one. So
you had it on the dust spot, and I was here, I was like, this is like something you can ride to.
Exactly. That was my intention. You know, I'm a laid back type of cooling type girl. So I was like, I gotta make one for us chill, laid back people. You know.
It fit perfect. You know, I'm vibing and cooling. That's how I
exactly. You know, my nickname is Mrs. So Cool. Like, we just, people joke around, like, you know, say, you just so chill and calm and just, you know, but I get amped. So, you know, I got a video coming out soon where I'm acting a little crazy in there. But, you know, it depends on the day. We all different on different days. So, but that vibing and cooling right there, that's for all my chill people.
And next time I come to Boston, hopefully I come to Boston next time. You can act crazy, act stupid. I hope, you know, it was so much going on that last time, so much going on.
Yeah, oh, man, I just had entered college when you came. It just was not the right time. I was so mad I didn't get a chance to see you, but that definitely won't happen again. Definitely won't.
Yeah, because I got a chance to meet George Clinton. That was so wonderful.
See?
So, yes, man, and I, like you said, she's being a little modest about Boston, y'all. Boston is it, man. And I want to talk about this, too. I know we haven't got a chance to talk about it as far as the tragedy that happened recently from the Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
How's the city bouncing back from that now? And how were you feeling at the time that it all happened?
Okay, as far as right now, nothing ever changed. You would never know that a tragedy such as that had took place if you come to Boston. Now everything's back to normal. It went back to normal the day after they said that they, you know, apprehended him. Because, you know, this city hardly ever sleeps. People are always walking, always doing something out there. So the fact that the whole city was on lockdown was just so crazy. It was so eerie and gloomy outside and nobody was outside. And it was just like a weird thing to witness. And as far as when the tragedy took place, it was just, everybody was just in shock, like any normal, you know, human being would be. This is one of the events that we take pride in, and everybody, you know, watches on TV, you know, the Boston Marathon, and then for something like that to happen, and those innocent people, the ones that passed and the ones that got injured, you know, that's just terrible. It was just a hard thing to watch. It was on the news over and over and over. And then just when we thought that was over, 2 days later, the big chase happened on national television. So it was just crazy to know that when you watch the news that like we live here, that it was just crazy. Like we didn't believe it was happening.
Yeah, I had a first part, because Taryn was the first one to start kind of telling me about it. Cause I really didn't know about it because I was at work when all this stuff started really popping off. And I talked to her and said, you heard what happened? She said, huh, what happened? And she was telling me, I was like, what the heck? Not my city.
Yeah.
That's one of my new homes, man, for real, Boston. That a little bit of time, it was a decent amount of time. But that time I was there, it made me fall in love with Boston. I was in love with Boston.
Right, yeah, you know, and a lot of people hit me up like, are you okay, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. Ironically, you know, the places where we lived, the suspects weren't anywhere near those areas. They were like, you know, on the outskirts of Boston. The event was in Boston, but then where they lived was like in Watertown and Cambridge and all those other places. So they really didn't come into the urban neighborhoods.
Right, so it was a good look, you know. And you said, I remember you. I talked to you about it. You said the hood was the safest place to be that day.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Ironically, everybody here, we were just chilling, watching it on the news, praying that nobody else got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
it was everywhere, so it's definitely a big shocker. I can say that because when I saw that, like, I almost like damn near fainted. Like, cause you just,
yeah,
like, just come from, like, it was just all over the news. I'm like, what? My phone going crazy off my USA Today app, and I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me, like.
Yeah, and then if when you went to bed the night before the chase happened and you woke up on the news, you would have been so lost, because when you woke up on the news, it was like, suspect, he's we can't find him, he crashed into the gas station, they killed this person, the brother got ran over. It was just too much.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, it was shocking. Like, I definitely feel for the people that lost their lives, though, because that was just so crazy. Like, it was to the point we had in Michigan, it was supposed to be a race, too, for breast cancer, and so many people didn't go just because of, like, off of what happened in Boston.
Right, exactly.
So it definitely touched a lot of people.
Yep.
Like I said, I know one thing. I ain't gonna wear, you know, unless I see a lot of Yankees fans there and Yankees playing Boston, I ain't wearing my Yankees up there anymore. I'm real, but I ain't that real.
Yeah, no, don't do that, Seti. Don't do that, Seti, if you want to keep your life. Don't do
you
that.
You gotta know how to talk. You can't go there and be soft. You know how to. Besides the Yankee thing, you gotta know how to talk trash. And then the way some people talk to you there, man, I be wanting to.
Yeah, right. That's what I have to explain. I have to explain, like, it's all love here. We talk a lot of trash, and it's all good people. Some people get offended, but I'm like, no, that it's a culture, it's a way of life up here. We just go like, y'all suck. Like, all right, this and that. Like, and that's equivalent to saying, hi, how are you? You know? So.
Yeah, for real. Like, they want guys to, I'm asking them to give them a certain subway to get to a certain, and that's what I had the subways was, that was doing some construction on them, so all the routes were changing because they were still fixing parts of the subway, so all it was just very crazy. So of course, whatever you saw on the route wasn't what you looked, was what it was, because things changed. Every dude had to take what substance, it was like, take the fucking C train. That's how they talk to you. They talk to you something serious.
Not all of them, because, you know, you got to, there's nice ones here. Like, I wouldn't talk to you guys like that. If you guys came, you guys will have a nice time. I take you to all the nice restaurants out here and everything, you know.
Yeah, I went to that pizza place. They got the little Red Sox things on the, I forget what it was called. Little Caesars. He has a Red Sox. He's basically a Red Sox emblem, but the socks are like peppers. He made like the Red Sox emblem, but they're like peppers. It's like Little Caesars Pizzeria.
Yeah. That's what they have them in Worcester out here downtown. He has a few spots, actually, you know, the pizza shop. So shout out to his shop and everything. But I wanna know what it's like in Detroit. What's D-Town like?
Hey, that's home. That's home. I mean, it's just, I can describe Detroit. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. A lot of what people say is somewhat true, not always true. People do what they got to do. I'm going to say that. People do what they got to do to make ends meet now.
Right.
Are there people there that'd be cool? Sometimes. But is there people there that's going to let you know if you come there from another place and you're trying to, like, on some takeover stuff? It's not going to happen. But, like, I rep Detroit regardless. Like, I'm a Tigers fan, Detroit Tigers. Like, yeah, get it in. Like, you I'm in Atlanta right now, and you don't see me in nothing but Detroit shit. Like, that's how I, like, you
see,
know,
you know, some people take it serious. You rep for your home team. Like, it's,
dude,
that's what it is.
That's what made me. And people don't understand. They look like, oh, how could she be from Detroit? Detroit this, and Detroit made me. So never will I turn my back on my city, you know, for real. Like, that's what made me to, you know, into who I was. So you got to put on. So Detroit's just one big hustling, grind hard, you know, type of hate each other city. Like, you know, some people support each other, some don't. They tear you down because it's really, like, damn near a recession in Detroit. Like, the city of Detroit is broke. So
Right.
Nobody has any choice but to hustle. You know what I mean? And now, you know, all our, you know, GM, everybody, you know, that's all we had going for ourselves was the car automobile companies. Now they're starting to get back rolling up. I believe Detroit will be back to, you know, Motor City again, like in the next, it's going to take time, you know?
Right, exactly, like anything to rebuild.
Yeah, and it's a lot of talent coming out of Detroit. I mean, you got a lot of people, like our group, you know, Doughboys Cash Out, congratulations, they got signed to Jeezy, you know?
That's
so
good.
It's a lot of stuff that's going on. You got Big Sean. Detroit has talent. It's just people look, you know, like every city. Everybody hustles. They just have a different way of how they hustle.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
I just
so,
say they're hustlers. We are hustlers, so that's all.
That's
crazy,
good. Do you
though,
still live there now?
I'll be in and out, but I'm actually in Atlanta now, you know. I'm doing radio, shooting for my own show now. I'm homesick, to be honest. I hate being away from home, but that's what comes with the career, you know. So, yeah,
right.
I'm in Atlanta right now. Totally
that's good.
Different.
I have my whole one side of my family's from Macon, Georgia. So I know a lot about that culture, too. So that's what a lot of other people don't know. So when you hear some of the Southern influence and just the way I grew up half city, half farm. So.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we almost not too far from, you know, if they were alike. Because I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, just raised in Detroit. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of people don't know. Like, yeah, I'm a little tough breed.
Exactly.
You're from Texas? Like, yeah, I'm like, don't get it. It ain't just from Texas. I'm still just
New Jersey.
That Jersey.
Yeah.
That Jersey comes out, I don't need to come out. The prayer you talking to the Texas side of me. You're talking to the Jersey side of me. It might be in this discussion.
No.
Well, you got three ladies who have similarities, northern and southern influences, because my mom, she was from Georgia, but in Rover, Georgia, which is an hour south of Atlanta. And I got family in Atlanta and Griffin and Stone Park and around there. But I was born and raised in Toledo, Ohio, which is an hour away from Detroit, so hey there, neighbor. So so you got some people in, you know, like you all, some people sometimes the way I talk, like, oh, where from the south are you from? So sometimes the northern part of me comes out, sometimes the southern part of me comes out.
Yeah, like, that's how it is, because I have a friend from Brooklyn, and he told me the other day, like, yo, this is how y'all sound in Detroit, son. Like, you sounded country. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you know what? You know what's so funny? Like, when I'm up here, they tell me I have a southern drawl. When I'm down there, they're like, yo, you speak so proper. They go, you sound
yeah.
good. Like,
right. Yeah, because y'all sports-minded, but down south, we all Yankees. All y'all all Yankees up here.
You know,
but,
so.
Mm-hmm, true. Because up in north for a lot of us, as far as southern, either people are from the south or descendants from the south.
Exactly.
So that's why you get a lot of that.
Right. There's not one northern person I know that don't have some southern family. You know what I'm
right.
saying? If you don't, then that's crazy. I never seen that before. But, you know, what's crazy
moved.
For... crazy for me, I just have like such a unique mix because it was like, yeah, you know, it was the north, it was the south, and it was Jamaica. So it was like I got like three different cultures all in one. It's just crazy.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing though.
Right.
Because you and Savvy, because you and Savvy be doing them patois, Tom. Y'all not right.
Oh
y'all
yeah,
know,
you
know,
we gotta bring that
black,
out a little
patois
bit.
Get to me.
Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, we gotta bring that out a little bit. People are so amazed, like how can you just dip into that language like that? Like
you gotta do it.
All right, well, you know, I can't do too much because, you know, my grandmother, she's actually born and raised in Jamaica, and she's like, yo, you're a Yankee. You talk like you speak American patois, like, you know. I'd say a little quicker. Me, I enjoy the thing. Me, I've answered it now. Me, I've a Taryn and me, I've a host, me, I've a computer lady. Me, I enjoy everything that me did on the thing. See?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have our go here. That's right. Yes, she did. She came there with the question.
Oh, man.
That was right,
so
beautiful.
As you get coming to close very soon.
Lady, come on.
So it's going to come to close very soon, Greg. I want you, if you had to tell anybody one thing, if today was your last day and you want everybody to remember you by one thing, what was that one thing you want everybody to remember about you?
That I was really for the people and that I did this, that I did everything that I did for the love. It was never, you know, half-assed. It was for you guys. It was really for the people that I can relate with, and that I was passionate and true to myself, and I actually still for something because, you know, later on in life, I want to become a philanthropist and give back and, you know, just try to make the world a better place, as cliche as it sounds. But, you know, that's really what I want to do is have a lifelong legacy. And people remember me and say, you know what, she did a lot for the people. I'm for the people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what can everybody catch you at to make sure they keep up with your music and all that? Because you came up a long ways with the sites, too, man. The new site.
Yeah, I'm on. First of all, you can catch me on redshades.com, and that's redshayde.com, and you can subscribe. And then about 6 months ago, a year ago, they allowed you to make pages on MTV, so I'm on mtv.com as well. And then you can check me out on SoundCloud. You could check me out on just about everything, but I would really like you to just check out my artist website on redshades.com. Subscribe if you can. All my latest music is there. Updates are there. Anything that you need to know is there. So just check it out and see if you like some things and just stay updated with me. And I'm on Twitter at redshades1. I just followed Taryn, Miss Computer Lady. You know, I got you on there, Seti. I got you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's, you can hit me up. I respond. Everything's all love.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not gonna act finicky with you. She's delaying a little bit. She doing things, but she's pretty good about responding back to people.
Yeah, you know, when I'm in school, it's hard for me, but it's the summer now. Red's hair, baby. Let's go.
How you feel? People want to get married. I'm be hitting them up, and I'm at work. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, we don't. Serious. I think people I think we sit that. At the computer all day long.
that's the thing. And Miss Computer Lady can attest as far as being the computer guru she is. There's a way that we don't have to be, that our computers work for us without us having to be there sometimes. Sometimes, like, some people think, like, man, he always posts himself on Facebook. He must be on right now. No.
Right, there's sites that you can use to post on all sites at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. It's just these automated things that we have. Like, just relax, calm down, we'll respond back. But I do, especially when I'm home for the summer, I respond with the quickness. And I love when people hit me up and you know, tell me certain things. So, yeah, just hit me up. Don't be shy, at RedShades1. And on Facebook, too, at RedShades. Everything's RedShades.
Damn.
Y'all hear that?
But yeah, so again, I want to thank you for coming to the show. No, it's definitely, you know, it's so much fun to have you on first because you are one of my good friends in the industry that been holding me down for a long time back when we was really first getting started, man. You started getting cheeky with it. So I appreciate you for, you know, you always supported me. And, you know, because there's some people, man, like, it's crazy because you're one of the first people that were on the site and you're still to this day still on the site heavy. Like you're pop up.
Yeah, I try to, you know, put the updates because you said you made it for us, for models, for rappers, singers, whatever have you, DJs, and we should be utilizing the site, and it's cross promotion where you're helping us help you, and you know, so I mean, people don't understand that I'm always going to support as long as I can. So, and Taryn, if you have anything you need us to support, like just let us know, let me know. I have no problem.
And I'll do the same for you. You know, it's all love.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got support. Yeah, Taryn got, I don't know, Taryn didn't tell you about it, but yeah, she got a new quick weave business she started. So if our ladies try to get their quick weaves and she hooked
what?
Me up.
And look, he's about to get my.
Look, because everybody can't afford the real stuff, right? So
I can't
even.
Hey, don't do that. I can't break, Lord. They're going to come to me like, girl, I'm like, look, y'all better. I'm going to just go buy all y'all some wigs.
Wait,
girl,
is he lying? Is he lying?
Quick weave.
You don't have the quick weave business?
I don't have the quick weave business. I have my own talk show that's coming soon, though. But I
oh, really?
Quick weave business. Yeah, that's what I'm working on here in Georgia. That's why I'm here in Georgia right
is
now.
Is it like video? Is it filmed or is it like on the radio?
Yes,
or?
It's actually filmed, like in a studio and everything. I'll definitely be getting with you to see if you can come and I can have you on the show as a guest.
Oh, definitely. Of course. I travel all the time. We just came back from Virginia 2 months ago at an award ceremony. So Atlanta's my second home, so just let me know.
Definitely.
Yeah, Ray
was looking like, good.
said he told me I got girly on him or whatever. I said, man, that's just for the event. Like I said, I walk out in some sweats and Tims and call it a day with my fitted. So I like to switch it up, you know.
Yeah, feel that. You got to.
Okay, so I want to remind everybody, if it's any parts of the show, that can go to blogtalkradio.com/CediJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. Go there, look at all the shows. It's over there. Then you can go to iTunes, for free, type in Life of the Dust Live, which all the shows there. Look for the episode marked Artist X. Red Shades One. While you're on there looking at Red Shades interview, you'd be buying some of her music. That's what it, you know, and she is doing it for the people, but, you know, support her in the movement, let her know, hey, I support you. Because, I mean, I had real talk. I had never brought anything from iTunes, and that was the first thing I ever brought was your track.
Wow.
That was the first thing I ever brought.
I'm honored. I'm glad. Whenever somebody buys my song, I'm just honored because you don't have to buy it. You know, you can strip it, download it, and I offer them as downloads too. So thank you so much.
All right, man, you got support, man. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, for me, I might download some music or I might play some of the show, but don't mean I ain't gonna buy you something because
right.
I like to have it myself. Take the time. I didn't take the time out to put this stuff together. It's a supporter, you know.
Right.
Y'all scratch. Mm-hmm. I scratch your back. Y'all scratch my hairy back. That's how we do it.
Yeah. He did that.
So yes, I thank you for coming through, Miss TC. I thank you for coming through. You always. Showing love and support to me and Red. We appreciate you so much.
I appreciate y'all too.
And of course, my co-host with the most is my girl, Tara Lamonske.
I love Tara.
Tara, man. Tara, I know. We were trying to begin the show. I had a hit up today because she already knows. But she was watching the drama unfold. She knew I had to talk to some things. I would need your business voice of reason to calm me the heck down.
Yeah.
So,
always.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, so That's what was going down today. Again, I mean, Garuda, I saw you was in the chat room. Some guests are popping up in the chat room. I saw Sweet D Love showing some love on Facebook. Shout out to Sweet D Love. They love your God.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Shout out to everybody listening into the show.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I still trip about this to this day. Like, dang it, man. Like, people think it's just easy. It's not easy. Like, that $1.7 million ain't easy. It didn't just happen overnight. It happened because other people like Red Shades from all the stuff, Miss Imperial A from all the stuff, all the different entities is what made it happen, of making that collective bunch happen. So, yeah.
Exactly.
That being said, everybody, I got to make another announcement, too. Coming, okay, so I really said in July it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen until August. So me and Tara going to be doing all week long again. And no, Mr. Pierre, like, you know, I tried to do a couple of shows a week, but you know, after a while, I started getting my zone. I started having fun too much, and I started doing what I did back in the day, doing shows on everything, Lord. Help me. So Monday through Fridays, you know, we do the Monday through Fridays swag on y'all all the way to the end of July. Man, we got some hot shows coming on Tuesdays. It's going to be taking over my girl Angela, my girl model Angela, a.k.a. Angela Henry. Get ready for that. That's going to be bananas. And she's working on her co-host. That show is going to be the Glitz and Glamour. So y'all be ready for Glitz and Glamour on Tuesdays over here. And then on Thursdays, it's going to be my boy Camacho in here. It's going to be On the Fly, in which I like how he did it because his brand name is The Fly Ones. So he's got a show called On the Fly coming out on Thursdays. So y'all be on the lookout. It's gonna be crazy. Y'all just got to buckle y'all seatbelts. It's yes. Only going to get better, Lord. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, man, Red Shades or Layers of Red Shades. Over there is a Miss Computer Lady. Over there is a Terrible Mole. Over there is a you. There he is. Oh, boy. We'll tune into another episode of Life and Does Life. And, well, everybody, we have a good night.
Hey, y'all come back now. You hear?
Yeah. I wrote a song about it. Like, here it goes. All right, we out.
See ya.
Oh, Lord.
Bye.